I was talking to Sean about this. Obviously, you become very close with Mac Hollins. Can you just kind of describe what he's meant to this team? Oh, there we go. Got the shirt on and everything. Talking to Tyrell Shavers, one of the first things out of his mouth after that game was how much Max meant to him. Can you just kind of put into words, if you could, what he's meant to this team?
Yeah, I don't really know if you can. I think you guys asked me, dating back in training camp, I told you he was my favorite players I've ever coached, just with his personality, with his work ethic, he's such a selfless player. And even think about that play, right? I called a screen, and you got a vet that very easily, could have said, "You know what, I'm gonna go take that screen, Shaves. You go out there and block for me." And he just ran the play call, blocked, and he was the first one celebrating with him. And that's who he is. There's a reason he was brought here. He's a really good football player, but he does all the little things that you want in your locker room. Everybody's embraced him. I have no shoes on right now. I'm not gonna show you that. But and everybody kind of loves him. And we're in a position we are because of guys like Mac Collins, and I'm appreciative of him.
When you guys got down to the goal line, I think it was for whatever it was, a third or fourth touchdown. Spencer said that he was screaming at Cromer on the sideline to get the ball to James Cook. Does that, get you pumped up when you got guys that are pulling for each other to kind of get their own, have everybody eat?
Yeah, it's really cool. Just seeing the guys the night before the game, just how much the guys just really enjoy it and just love each other. When we go through openers and, we dap each other up and we talk to each other, and you can see that this, I'm sure it's on any good team, right? But it's a special group of guys that really just want each other to have success and care way more about the man next to them's success than their own. And especially an offensive lineman, like Spencer. I'm sure he'd love to catch touchdown passes and do that stuff, but he loves just as much seeing, him finish his guy in the end zone and Jimbo with the touchdown. So, but no, it all starts with 17, with his mindset and his approach and how he goes about it, and everybody else kind of goes with it. And it allows us to have, the success that we're having.
Hey, Joe, you guys are the second best offense in the league right now, averaging over 30 points per game. And yesterday, you tie an NFL record with 13 players catching a touchdown pass. When you look back at how you wanted this offense to work, to operate, to look like this season, is this what you envisioned? And if so, how?
Yeah, it's a loaded question. When you put it all together, you're obviously you're trying to score points, but you're just trying to find ways to, put your players in position to have success, and they'll take it and kind of run with it. And we didn't put an offense together saying, hey, it was strictly going to be about, hey, we have to score 30 points, we have to do this. We felt like we were putting an offense together that was going to be able to find different ways to win football games and didn't care about the outcome other than scoring one more point than them. And so, when you got the best player in football, at quarterback, he makes it all go and makes life go a lot easier. And when you got a lot of selfless guys around, you're able to do those things, and you're able to have guys, everybody eat type of mindset. But, I had high expectations for this offense. I don't believe anybody rises low expectations, so I don't want you to think that I didn't think we were going to be good. But I also know that, the guys put in a lot of work to get to where they are, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Speaking of all that work that this team has put in, what are you most proud of when you look at your offense?
Just seeing when we score, how the guys are with each other. I mean, look at Shaves' touchdown yesterday, right? And everyone knows how, I mean, like, he was this close to making our football team. And when you have to sit in those rooms with guys after on release day and let them know that, hey, look, I know you're disappointed, but there's going to come a time this year where we're going to need you. And you got to be able to stay at that right mindset and that right frame of mind. And a guy like Shaves, and I know sometimes people think that these games are meaningless, but they're so meaningful. And a guy like him being able to go out there and score a touchdown, and just watch how important it was, that he scored a touchdown. And seeing, Josh is celebrating with him, doing his handshake with him, and it's this team is bigger than any one person, and we want everybody to have success. And like, so to me, when we score and we see that, I watch touchdowns tapes across the NFL every week, and There's a lot of touchdowns across the NFL where guys score a touchdown, they run to the sideline, or other teammates run to the sideline. And, you know, we practice it, we focus on it, and it's intentional, but the guys do it because they love each other and they celebrate. And sometimes guys like Matt Collins, I don't know what they're doing. But in other cases, you know, it's important because the guys love each other. And I think that speaks volumes. I care way more about the relationships and the way that the guys are playing with each other than I do any of the results.
You're second in the league right now in red zone efficiency. I mean, obviously Josh is a huge factor, but you know, James has been a lot more impactful in the red zone just kind of this year compared to last year. You know, just kind of what stands out to you on your improvement in the red zone?
Well, I think the most important thing is protecting the football down there, right? And, you know, that's been a big point of emphasis the last couple of years is, you know, when you have Josh Allen as your quarterback, you're always going to have opportunities getting down there and making sure that we're making great decisions down there, giving the guys what they know. I think you see the way like a guy like Jimbo is running the football in all our running backs, but there's a mindset, there's approach. You're always going to be short. You know, there you can't block everybody down there. And sometimes there's just a will. And you know, you've seen a guy like James, like you're saying, you know, there's countless times this year where there's an unblocked defender, and he's finding a way to make a miss and score. But we know we win football games. You don't win football games. I love T-Bass, but you're not winning football games by kicking field goals. You got to score touchdowns. And so it's important when we get in there that we cash in.
One follow-up, the run game really has displayed a lot of versatility, you know, different kinds, zone, duo, the tackle trap play, et cetera, et cetera. Just kind of what do you think about Aaron Cromer, the way Aaron Cromer has helped develop the run game?
Yeah, I mean, I could be on her all day talking about all my coaches, especially Chrome, and does it such an incredible job, you know, with the players understanding their strengths, not coaching them to only one specific, you know, hey, this is how you have to do it. And he embodies everything we kind of look for, you know, in our coaches and the way that those guys kind of play for him and play together. And, you know, when we're able to do a lot of these schemes, like that's not easy. And you know, continuing to grow and change and do things from year to year in season, you know, but there's a reason he's the best there is. And, you know, he's not one of the guys that's just like, this is the only way I've ever done it, so this is all we're going to do. You know, you think about how different it was when he was in LA compared to now, and it kind of just speaks to who he is and the type of football coach he is. And I am so grateful to have him.
We've talked a few times throughout the season about just this team being able to limit turnovers this year. And I was wondering, now that you have almost a whole regular season to look back on, what do you think led most to that? Like, what was the most successful way to approach that to really limit turnovers?
Yeah, it's I think there's so many things that kind of go into it. Sometimes it's luck. I'm gonna be honest, there's you know, in game of football, there's dropped interceptions, there's fumbles that go your way, like there's things that collectively, like, you know, it just happens that way. But it is important to us, it's important to our guys. You know, we stress all the time, you know, there's smoke detectors, and just because, you know, we didn't fumble this play, but the ball was in your inside arm, you know, that's not what we're coaching. We're going to make sure that we point it out and address it. And so making sure that we're not only addressing the things when the bad happens. And so our guys understand the style of play that we're looking for and the way that we're going about it, and not always necessarily being driven by the results and more so with the how. And even if Josh makes an incredible throw for a touchdown, if it's a turnover worthy play, we got to make sure that we correct it and talk through it. And I think our guys are very intentional about understanding that when we protect the football, we give our chance. You know, it's hard to lose football games when we protect it. And I wish I could say it's coaching. It's the guy with the ball in his hands, and it's important to him, and the guy that's making the decisions, you know, making the correct decisions, and everything else takes care of itself.
A player like Terrell Shavers, does he have to? Can he play all the positions, all the wide receiver positions, or is he a slot receiver only? Or how does that work? For someone like him, if someone else goes down during the season, can he step in and play any one of those positions?
Yeah. You know, I'm one that I don't really believe in positions. I believe in, you know, the you're more valuable when you're a positionless player, and got to obviously have your strengths and stuff, but being able to move you around, and got to be an intelligent football player. And that's who Shaves is. And Shaves, you know, you're dating back to sometime, you know, in preseason and fall camp, you know, he's having to play every position, and hey, one day you're the X, one day you're the Z. Hey, you're doing this, you're moving around inside, outside. And, you know, there's a reason he's here on our football team. And I was just excited for him to be able to capitalize on, you know, make the most of a screen. What a great play call. But him take a screen and take it to the house.
For example, they said it was going to be 40 miles per hour, high winds, and that didn't happen. Do you take that into consideration during the week when you're putting together your game plans that you might be able to change due to weather conditions?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing I've learned here in Buffalo is until you get to, you can read all the weather reports you want, but until you show up to the game, and honestly, until you come out before the game, it's going to be completely different, right? The San Francisco game, it was might snow a little bit. Next thing you know, the second drive, I can't even see the field, and you know, it was going to be a downpour. It was going to be windy. You know, you always have a plan of, hey, you know, things that you're going to go to. But if you spend so much time focusing on the weather, next thing you know, your game plan could be too big or it's not, you know, not where it needs to be. And so we'll address it and we handle it, you know, as it comes, you know, great communication down on the sideline with, hey, how's the footing? How's the, you know, looking up in the lights, can the guys see? Is it coming down too much? All those type of things. But you know, I just kind of call it, you know, we game plan as it's going to be a normal day until we find out it's going to be completely different.
Did you know that Tyrell, even in high school and college, has never run a screen play in a game?
No, I didn't. I'm sure, I hope I've given him a screen in preseason or something. But no, it kind of speaks to who he is, right? Hey, I might not have ever run the play, but I'm going to get to the right split. I'm going to pop back, get to the exact depth that we want, be able to ride, you know, take the blocks where they go. And so just kind of speaks to kind of who he is that, hey, I've never gotten that rep. I've never done it. But, in, you know, I might be on the practice squad, but when Joe's installing, I'm listening, I'm focusing. And when my opportunity comes, I'm going to make the most of it. And, you know, maybe I should give him some more. Told Khalil, maybe we'll take that away from Khalil. We joked.